I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Which football team holds the world record for consecutive wins? The answer to that trivia question has changed, and it's not a team you might readily guess. Six-time Welsh Premier League winners, the New Saints, beat the Seven Druids 2-0 December 30th to clinch their 27th successive win. That put the team ahead of the great Ajax Amsterdam club that rolled to 26 straight wins 45 years ago. Craig Harrison manages the New Saints.
We're not comparing ourselves to Ajax in any way, shape or form, but on a personal, domestic level, you know, it's a fantastic achievement to be up there with them. Like you said, we're not comparing ourselves to them, but in its own right, the achievement, you know, shouldn't be frowned upon. It should be, you know, very, very proud of myself. The players are very proud. We spoke about this week that we wanted to be, everyone in that dressing room wants to be involved with a team that, you know, break a world record.
Aaron Edwards and John Routledge scored in the latest victory. The last time the New Saints didn't win a game was in July 2016. From number one to number two, world number two women's tennis player Serena Williams. The 35-year-old has been sidelined with shoulder and knee injuries, but returned to action this week at the ASB Classic in New Zealand.
You always feel rusty going out there your first match, but I definitely felt that rust, but I felt like mentally I knew how to get it back and I knew how to get in there, and that felt really good.
Serena is hoping to bounce back from injury with a successful 2017.
This year I didn't play, but I actually took time off from everything, and I really think it made the world a difference. I just feel a little bit more refreshed than I did last year. So I just learned from that mistake, and I was like, Serena, you're going to take some days off and just not do anything, and I think that was the best thing I could have done.
And her focus remains on winning the top events.
Unfortunately, I have the highest of goals, and usually, so obviously that involves winning Grand Slams. And that's all. That's basically what I want to do, obviously. But you have to win tournaments like this in order to, or do well in tournaments like this in order to be able to do well in Grand Slams.
The 22-time Grand Slam singles winner has also been making headlines off the court with the announcement of her engagement to Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian.
You've heard a lot about me the last, you know, week, whatever. But let me just say this. I'm doing great. I'm okay. Okay? So all those people, I'm okay. But coaching is a very demanding business. Tough business.
His departure was expected, but still emotional. Gary Kubiak stepped down as the head coach of the National Football League's Denver Broncos because of health concerns. Kubiak missed a week of work in October after suffering a complex migraine, his second health scare in 3 years.
This decision is strictly my decision based on what I've been through this year, okay, and how I'm feeling. And I just feel like it's time for me to do something different. Now, I'm retiring from coaching. I'm getting out of coaching, but I've got a lot to give, and I'm going to find something else to do, and I'm going to wake up with that same passion and do that just like I've coached for the last, what's it been, 20-something years.
Kubiak held the Denver job for 2 seasons. He went 24-11, including a big win in last year's Super Bowl. The Broncos finished 9-7 this season and failed to qualify for the playoffs. People in Pakistan are increasingly interested in being fit.
See, exercise is not just about, you know, being lean and being fit. There are other factors to it also. If you start your day off with exercise, that's, let's say, in the morning or in evening, it keeps you mentally relaxed, and you know your body that, you know, you're fit the whole day, you're energetic the whole day, and besides that, it keeps you away from a lot of, you know, diseases.
New physical training classes are popping up, and this instructor says they're for everyone.
Our society, it does kind of separate people, but they don't want to be separated, just like we didn't. So when we started the workout, we thought, you know, we don't want to do women's only class, we don't want to do men's only class, but we also want women and men to be comfortable, so let's kind of separate them in a way, but have them together. So The incredible thing is that people have found their own groove at the workouts.
The new fitness craze involves a variety of workouts, as this trainer describes.
Our program is built in such a way that one week is muscle building week, then the other week is fat loss week, and the diet is 70% of our game. So if you follow our diet, all your levels from inside, they stabilize. And like to say, you are what you eat. If you're on a healthy diet, you know, all the toxins and everything that you've been doing. Like, for example, when your fat reduces, your stamina increases.
And it's also a great start for 2017. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.